Hi everyone, Seaman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Yavin, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hi Seaman, I've been enjoying the great singular themes of your videos, the remarkably abundant profitable lessons they comprise, and your displaying vulnerability in telling us on your personal and financial professional circumstances. Have much continued success and inspiration, and thank you for indulging every day with your sensational videos. Well Yavin, thanks for the donation. I thought I'd share a post on Reddit called, "I've been depressed and suicidal because of my mom's OnlyFans." So here goes, and I quote, "I'm 13 when my mom is 33. Things at school were never great. I'm sort of short, so I was picked on some, but it was manageable. That was until one of my classmates showed me a picture of my mom naked. I almost had a panic attack and had to be excused from the classroom. I ended up not showing up for school for a few days and faked that I was sick. I was hoping that things would cool off, but they didn't. As soon as I got to school, almost everyone in my class was staring and laughing at me. This has been going on for about a week now. I was wondering how my classmates even got the pictures, and apparently my mom advertises her OnlyFans on her personal Twitter account. Some students from my school follow her, so they were able to see the nudes, and they've been spread everywhere. I don't even have a Twitter, so I don't know about any of this. The worst part is, when I confronted my mom about this, she told me that I was overreacting, and that sex work is basically the same as working at a bank or grocery store. She also said that it makes her feel good about herself and that I should be happy that she's more confident now. I told the principal that, but they can't suspend thousands of students or take anyone's phones. I've been crying in my room every day for the past week. I don't think I can take it anymore." Unquote. I bet many of you are saying, "But Sandman, how can you be gullible enough to believe a story like this one? I don't care if it's true or not. I'm 50-50 on this one because I've seen women in their 30s and 40s on Chatterbait and other chat sites that would often talk about their kids. So if this story isn't true, you can sure bet that statistically, there have to be some situations out there that are exactly like this. Thank you, Yavin, for the donation, and I'll get to the topic in just a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. There's a war in the West being waged by purple-haired ladies with Orange Man rabies. Let Dr. Be Real tell you about the feminist deal in his two-volume book series called Surviving Fourth Wave Feminism. His books are full of red pill truth bombs and color images discussing the downfall of our society. The left and women are in bed together, and men aren't invited. Don't be a male feminist, get both copies today. It's free with the Kindle app. Amazon sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the "my mom's on OnlyFans and she wants me to retweet her nudes to all my friends" Clown World show. I'm gonna play along and answer the 13-year-old guy's questions. He asks, how did the guys in his high school access her OnlyFans? I think after they followed the link there from her Twitter account. I also hear that with OnlyFans you need a credit card for verification purposes. Maybe she set up a free OnlyFans account and makes money in private chats. Perhaps she gave away a few sample pictures on Twitter because they allow people to share nudes. If this story is true, I'd seriously consider telling this kid to call Child Protective Services or take his story to the media. Then tell her that he only did it because he loves her and wants her to get as many followers as possible. You also know that Brian Stelter will soon be unemployed from CNN and he'd be perfect dressed in a trench coat and fedora interviewing this kid on a park bench. I started to think this story was unbelievable when he said that she actually said that sex work is like any other occupation, like being a baker. The difference is that if your mom works in a bakery, everyone in your school won't be laughing at you. And most they might be asking, how does your dad have sex with your mom? And then answer their rhetorical question by saying that he rolls around in flour and looks for the wet spot. Especially if she's over... especially if she's overweight from all the bagels she shoves into her belly. The kid also asks about how did the teenagers get into OnlyFans and find his mother. Once again, don't they need a credit card? So quite conceivably, guys borrowed their dad's credit cards and used them to sign up. Access but not pay for the content, which would be a dead giveaway. Then their mother or father would figure out what they were up to. You really have to wonder how many teenage boys do that sort of thing. Using a credit card for verification but not for payments. About 20 years ago, a friend of mine was 27, and his girlfriend was 17. She was taking nude pictures of herself when she was 16, using an early digital camera and then uploading them to AngelFire, which was a free web hosting site back in the day. Then she shared them with everyone, which was pretty much child porn, and I had to tell that friend what she was doing. I also thought that if you slept with someone under the age of 18, that that was a crime back then. That's how prevalent that over the age of 18 rule is here in Canada, because we watched so much American television that we didn't realize that laws were different here in Canada. When I learned that girls that were the age of 14 were legal sex age back in the 1990s, it all made sense as to why there were so many creepy 20-something-year-old guys hanging around all the all-ages clubs where 14-year-old girls were hanging around too. As for the guy that supposedly caught his mother using OnlyFans, the thing that really threw me off was her response. The part about it being just like work of any other kind. That sounded a bit like woke leftist propaganda. I think that if she was actually a good made-up mother, she would have turned beet red and been embarrassed. But then again, she was sharing her OnlyFans account on Twitter. So that also would have made her visible to other family members and friends that follow her. That makes me a lot less likely to believe this story simply because most women are obsessed with the way that other women in society in general perceive them. Of course, she could also be stupid like that 17-year-old that used to post nudes on Angel Fire and not really understand what she was doing. She got pregnant at the age of 19 and probably didn't go to college, and most likely went on to government support of some kind if this story was true. That means that earning any extra money on the internet might be something she might consider, if it means more money than a government welfare check. There's also the issue of hitting the digital wall. Just because the wall when it comes to women finding and marrying men doesn't really exist in real life until they get into their 70s and 80s and start looking like Grandma Moses doesn't mean there's no wall online with regards to people willing and unwilling to pay to look at women over the age of 26 or 27. That's the wall for the fashion industry when it comes to fashion models, and usually the wall for women trying to do sex work online. So at 33, that's ancient to be doing OnlyFans. Odds are if the story is true, she's not making very much money doing it. Certainly not enough money with all the issues that she's giving her son. I also wonder if she has a daughter in addition to a son. I'm guessing that if this story is true, that kid is an only child. Recently, I heard about a woman that was sharing her UFO and alien abduction stories in book format, and both of her daughters disowned her for it. It makes me wonder if the same thing would happen if she was older and she had adult daughters that would have been embarrassed that their mother was doing something like this too. But in this case, it's most likely a single mother with one kid, a son, and she has little to no education and doesn't understand the longer-term consequences of her actions on her son's mental health and well-being. I hope that regardless of if this story is true or not, their guys posting that suicide is not the answer if your mother is an OnlyFans model. Back while I was growing up, a guy didn't have to think that this sort of crazy thing is going to happen. Even when I got my first real digital camera around the year 2000 and took nudes of women, I didn't dare release them. But today, having even a girlfriend take nudes of you if you're under the age of 18 is a criminal offense. The same goes if you take a picture of a younger teenage girl, even if you're a teenage boy of the same age. You don't want to mess and get arrested and get a record because you're dating a girl and wanted to keep a digital memento. What really bothers me about the world of social media and communications technology is that if you're a young, awkward kid, you don't actually have anywhere to hide anymore. You'll get teased and bullied in the real world, and the same will happen to you when you're online. At least while I was growing up, using computers and video cameras, besides such technology being expensive and scarce, it was really difficult to use, and you were anonymous on news groups and forums, so no one really knew who you were. Today, you can't hide in the real or virtual world, so that's why we're seeing the rise in suicide rates among young people. They just don't know how to deal with criticism and embarrassment and all the anxiety that those things bring. The suicide rates for that age group is basically going up faster than the lung cancer rates back in the day for smoking. I'm predicting that social media companies will say that social media is bad 5 to 10 years from now, and websites like YouTube will restrict who can upload and only verified check marks will be allowed to post on Twitter. President Potato Joe Biden wants to repeal Section 230, making social media companies liable for slander and what people say on their platforms. That'll be the end of the free and open internet. YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook might just purge everyone and pump the mainstream media up. At that point, we'll have to go back to individual websites, or someone will create a peer-to-peer social media platform that is anonymous, so there is no individual entity responsible for the posts of people using it. If you look on the bright side, that means that 13-year-old boys and others won't actually have to worry about their classmates finding nude pictures of their mothers on Twitter and OnlyFans. But I don't seriously believe that the social media experiment of the last 15 years will be put to an end because of young kids committing suicide, but instead because people are using tech to communicate with one another, and information is power and it spreads very quickly. And the elites probably don't like this. Using the internet has given me financial literacy. awareness of female nature, and tons of health tips and tricks that I never would have picked up from doctors. Because of all that power means I'm not in debt to banksters. I know how to grow my own money and invest it, and I'm not going to be dependent on the state. I'm also not going to get married and divorce raped and enrich a bunch of family lawyers and judges. And I'm hopefully not going to need as many doctors as I get older. So the internet makes four groups of professionals that are pretty powerful obsolete. Bankers, lawyers, judges, and doctors. Since most of the politicians are lawyers, do you really think that they're going to stand by and watch as people use the internet to become smarter so they can avoid having to do business with their colleagues that are still working in the legal profession? The banksters and politicians will destroy social media and the free internet if only to protect their monopoly on information, the same way the church tried when the printing press was created. I suspect that they'll use the negative consequences of stories like this one that I shared about a kid whose mom is on OnlyFans as an example of how harmful and antisocial social media really is. There are negatives with the technology they were currently using, and there are also positives. But I think that much the same way we had to get used to the printing press, we're going to have to adjust to this brave new digital world, where 13-year-old boys have mothers that are digital whores. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks, Yavin, for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that that guy's classmates are beating their meat while gazing at his mother's meat curtains. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Gab, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps you from discovering your mother and father smashing each other on OnlyFans to pay for your college tuition away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.